Hey there, fellow humans. It's Taylor Reed here, a friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're just riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're plummeting into Despair Valley. Well, I get it, life can be a real whirlwind. But what if I told you there's a powerful stoic concept that can help you weather those emotional storms and find some inner peace amidst the chaos? It's called Amor Fati, and trust me, this one is a game changer. Think of it like this. Amor Fati means love of fate. But don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about blindly accepting every crappy thing that happens to you with a smile plastered on your face. It's more about embracing the reality that life is full of ups and downs, good times and bad, and everything in between. So how do we actually do this? How do we learn to love our fate even when it throws us curveballs? Let's break it down. Firstly, understanding that you have control over your reactions, not the events themselves, is key. You can't control what happens to you, but you absolutely can control how you respond to it. Think of a time when something unexpected happened, maybe you missed a flight or got caught in a torrential downpour. How did you react? Did you let it ruin your whole day, or did you find a way to laugh it off and make the best of it? Secondly, Amor Fati is about finding meaning even in difficult situations. It's about recognizing that every experience, even the painful ones, can teach us something valuable. Maybe getting rejected from a job leads you to an even better opportunity down the road. Or perhaps facing a setback helps you discover hidden strengths and resilience you never knew you had. Thirdly, it's about practicing gratitude for the good things in your life. Sounds simple, right? But often we get so caught up in what we lack that we forget to appreciate what we already have. Take a moment today to list 5 things you're grateful for, big or small. This can shift your perspective and make a world of difference. Fourthly, remember that life is a journey, not a destination. Don't get so caught up in achieving some grand goal that you forget to savor the present moment. Find joy in the little things: a good cup of coffee, a sunset walk, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Finally, and this is probably the most important part, be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have setbacks, and that's perfectly okay. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer to a close friend. Remember, you're doing your best in a world that often feels chaotic and unpredictable. You know that feeling when you're driving down the road and suddenly hit a massive pothole? That jarring jolt can throw you off balance, right? But instead of freaking out, what if you took a deep breath, acknowledged the bump, and kept on driving? That's Amor Fati in action. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work, your heart is racing, palms are sweating, it's all happening. But instead of letting anxiety take over, you remember the concept of Amor Fati. You acknowledge that nervousness is part of the process, that it's okay to feel this way. You focus on your preparation, channel that nervous energy into enthusiasm, and deliver an amazing presentation. D. It's not about ignoring the bumps in the road, it's about embracing them, learning from them, and using them as opportunities for growth. Amor Fati is a powerful philosophy that can help you navigate life with more resilience, peace, and even joy. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing Amor Fati today. Embrace the ups and downs, find meaning in every experience, and remember you've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I can't wait to hear how you're putting this stoic wisdom into action. Until next time, stay calm and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.